Hey friend, here we are coming toward the end of module 9. And, I always am floored by how much I'm still learning about this work. So I know you are in the midst of that as well, right? Now you know what you know, what you don't know, what you're still learning about culturally responsive practices that close the knowing-doing gap for students, as well as for yourself. And that's why I like the idea of spiraling, right? I talk about spiraling inquiry, but I just want you to sit with the notion of what a spiral does. And if you ever have seen that idea of a spiral, it always comes back around to a familiar point, but at a higher level. And what I think is so important around this work is that we really get smart about what we learn at each pass of this. That's why the inquiry piece is so important. It's a cumulative thing. The more I do it, the more I learn. The more I learn, the better I'm going to get in my ability to move students, right? It's the 10,000 hours, but it's not just because we do something repetitively. That's not how we get to our 10,000 hours. It's because we spiral, we come back to, right? That's what praxis is really about. So it means that when you're thinking about what the next iteration is going to be, that you keep your eye focused on the information processing goals and outcomes. That's a thing I want you to not take your eye off of, because it is at the center of what it means to support students to become better learners. And it's not just the structures and the tools and the processes that we've talked about. Those are inert things. The thing we're actually trying to do is help students improve their information processing to the point where it's much easier for them to actually grow their own brain power. That's how the brain actually grows and learns. It keeps spiraling back around to a point, and it goes deeper with its understanding. It connects new things. That's what we call schema. So what I want you to be aware of and to guard against is this tendency for us to default to wanting to diversify the curriculum as the outcome of culturally responsive education. If we do that, we forget the main way in which inequity by design is impacting students, and that's the underdevelopment of students' cognition. So we really have to keep our eye on those information processing goals and outcomes when we are planning units, right? So if you go back to the lesson template, it has not only the content standards and outcomes and goals, but it also has information processing goals. And there are no standards for those, unfortunately. But we do want to make sure that we are paying attention to those information processing goals. And this is not generic critical thinking, right? That's what I've tried to really underscore while you've been moving through the PLC content, is that this is not just, oh, we're going to do thinking skills, or we're going to do critical thinking, or we're going to ask better questions. That's not really what we're talking about here. Nor are we talking about, oh, let's just help focus on the standards and help kids kind of meet the standards. Well, the only way they can meet the standards is by being able to carry more of the cognitive load. So when we move beyond curriculum and standard as the central thing and put students and information processing at the center with the goal of meeting the standard, then we have a better chance to do that. Remember, we have a dual purpose. As Ferrari said, help students become themselves, not just meeting the standards so you can say you you know, hit the state standards or your district standards, but help students become themselves as powerful learners, creating the right conditions, preparing that dojo, improving their information processing skills. Standards ain't talking about that, but you should be, and don't forget it. That's your task as you spiral around to the next iteration. How will I keep my eye on the prize, improving information processing? All right, carry on.